Hello again and welcome to As It Is, the program that helps you learn and improve your American English. I'm Jim Tedder in Washington. Today we turn to Nigeria, where a famous young human rights activist has met with the country's leader. We'll tell you why this is important. Then we head east to Japan, where lawmakers have recently made it a crime to possess pictures of children engaged in sexual activity. We bring you important news events every day, 7 days a week, on VOA. Now, here is part one. Nigerian President Goodluck Jonathan met on Monday with Malala Yousafzai. The young Pakistani activist for women's rights became famous around the world after the Taliban shot her as she traveled to school. Mr. Jonathan promised her that his government will rescue the more than 200 schoolgirls kidnapped by the militant group Boko Haram 3 months ago. The meeting took place in the Nigerian capital, Abuja. Anna Mateo is here with more on the story.
Boko Haram recently released a video message criticizing activists who are calling for the return of the girls. The kidnapping took place last April in the Nigerian town of Chibok. Almost 300 schoolgirls were put into trucks by men in military clothing. When the men began burning the schoolhouse, the girls knew the men were not, as they had said, soldiers rescuing them from a planned attack. More than 50 girls escaped that night, but more than 200 are still missing. In Abuja, activists gather daily to demand the return of the girls.
What are we demanding?
We want our girls now and alive!
What are we demanding?
We want our girls now and alive!
What are we demanding?
They call their social media campaign hashtag Bring Back Our Girls. Boko Haram says it is holding the girls and has threatened to sell them as slaves. Malala Yousafzai spoke with reporters after her meeting with President Jonathan.
The president fortunately promised me that he will do something for these girls, and he promised me that the girls will be returned as soon as possible.
Ms. Yousafzai was in Nigeria on her 17th birthday. She has become an activist for girls' education. 2 years ago, Taliban terrorists shot her in the head for her support of education for girls in Pakistan. The attack angered people around the world. Although she was seriously injured, the attack made Ms. Yousafzai famous. Malala Yousafzai says she spoke to some of the schoolgirls who escaped. She says although they are free, they are still suffering.
I spoke to him about those girls whom I met yesterday and who were telling me that they cannot go to school. They have dreams. They want to become doctors, engineers, and teachers. But the government is not providing them any facility.
Presidential spokesman Ruben Abati sat next to Ms. Yousafzai as she spoke to reporters. Mr. Abati defended the government's education efforts. He said the administration has spent more on education than any administration before it. But Ms. Yousafzai says more than 10 million children in Nigeria do not have access to education. She called on the international community and the Nigerian government to give all children the opportunity to attend school. But much of northeastern Nigeria has been under emergency rule for more than a year. Officials say there are not enough security forces to guard all of the schools. Hundreds of children have been killed in attacks on their schools as they slept. Abubakar Shekau says he is the leader of Boko Haram. He speaks in a video that was recently released by the group. He smiles as he talks to the activists who are working to bring back the girls.
Bring back our girls. Bring back our army.
He is talking about his repeated demand for the release of members of Boko Haram being held by the government. Also in the video, Abubakar Shekau claims responsibility for bombings last month in the city of Lagos and in the Nigerian capital, Abuja. And he threatens Muslim religious leaders who criticize militants. I'm Anna Mateo.
The International Center for Missing and Exploited Children says 99 countries in the world still do not make possession of material showing children in sexual activities a crime. But now Japan's parliament has changed that number. Japanese lawmakers have approved a measure that makes possessing such material a crime. The move comes after many years of international pressure. Pornography, often called porn, is described as printed or visual material showing sexual activities. Child pornography is pornography showing children during these acts. Under a new Japanese law, people found guilty of possessing child pornography will be jailed for up to 1 year, or they will face financial punishment of about $10,000. Until the law passed, Japan had been the only remaining major developed country that had not banned possession of child porn. It outlawed production and distribution of such material in 1999, but making possession a crime took much longer. And nobody knows that better than a man named Ernie Allen. Mr. Allen is president and chief executive officer of the International Center for Missing and Exploited Children. He says his agency worked with Japanese officials for years to bring about this new law.
99 countries still don't criminalize possession, and they are overwhelmingly countries in Asia, Africa, and the Middle East. All of Europe now criminalizes possession of child pornography. All of North America. And we hope that Japan will now be viewed as a leader in this area and can help influence other governments, other parliaments to take action.
Japan did take longer than other countries with similar economies to make reforms. But Mr. Allen says he hopes Japan will cause further changes around the planet, especially in Asia and Latin America. Mr. Allen names what he calls significant countries that still do not criminalize owning child pornography, such as China, Russia, and Argentina. He explains how his agency has seen the child porn problem explode or grow very quickly around the world. In 2002, the Center for Missing and Exploited Children started a child victim identification program. They asked law enforcement agencies from around the world to send images they received of exploited children.
2002, there were 50,000 images. By 2005, the center had received 1.9 million images. Last year alone, the center received and reviewed 22 million images and videos. That's how much this problem has exploded around the world with the advent of the internet.
The high numbers can be disturbing. But Mr. Allen says there is also a big increase in the number of countries who have enacted child porn laws or elements of such laws. The new law in Japan is expected to take effect next month. However, punishment for owning child pornography will not be enforced for a year. The reason? Japan says it hopes that many people will dispose of the material on their own. And that's As It Is for today. This is VOA Washington.